College basketball season has begun in West Virginia. The West Virginia University men's team tips off its season in exhibition play tonight against Glenville State. Last year, the Mountaineers made a run to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. It was the most successful season since an appearance in the Final Four in 2009. WVU head coach Bob Huggins says the key to last year was adopting a full-court press on defense, where defenders guard their player all over the floor.
I was tired of losing, really, was the biggest thing. I was just trying to, you know, I think sometimes it's good to do something different. And I kind of looked around the league and really nobody played that way. And so it kind of gives you an advantage to a degree when you do something that other people don't do.
The West Virginia women's team finished last year with a loss in the Women's National Invitational Tournament Championship game to UCLA. The NIT tournament is considered the second in prestige behind the NCAA tournament. The WVU women have already knocked off Shepherd in their exhibition opener on Halloween. Head coach Mike Carey says they'll try to be more aggressive this year, maybe press more like the men.
We want to. You know, we're working on some things this year that we didn't do the last couple of years, to be honest with you, because we feel we're a little bit deeper, especially on the perimeter. Because we are not really big inside, that we feel we have to defend out on the perimeter, take some time off the clock, and just not let people bring it to half court and start running their offense.
The Marshall men's basketball team enters the second season of the Dan D'Antoni era with almost an entire new unit of players. Marshall finished last year 11-21, but won 5 of their last 9 regular season games. They open exhibition play next Thursday against Bluefield State. Coach D'Antoni says he thinks the new roster can better handle his up-tempo style.
And we've overhauled our team, and 11 new faces, 2 seniors, 3 juniors, and a lot of underclassmen. But I think this ball club has the potential to reach our goals, and they're working hard on the floor to give you a more exciting brand of basketball that has a chance to advance in the NCAA.
A year after making its first postseason appearance in the Women's Basketball Invitational, the Marshall women's team has been picked to finish 10th in a Conference USA preseason poll. The postseason appearance was the first since an NCAA tournament appearance in 1997. Head coach Matt Daniel says it's an extremely young roster.
I'm really excited about our team. Our team is very young. We have 16 on roster. 14 or 15 will be available. Of our 15 or 14 that are available, 10 of them did not play Division I basketball last year, so we're picked young. I don't know what we have. We're so young. So I can tell you this, that I really like our team. I really like the people that we have on our roster.
In the Mountain East Conference, West Liberty University has dominant teams in both men's and women's basketball. The men are preseason number 3 in the NCAA Division II preseason top 25 poll, while the West Liberty women are picked 12th in their preseason poll. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis.